Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you are listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. Thousands tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. If you've been listening regularly, you know that we are currently studying in the Gospel of John. Today, we will be learning from John 15. It is a well-known passage about Jesus as the vine and his people, the branches. Jesus' teaching on the vine and the branches is simple, yet very profound. Before we get into today's lesson, let's think about a few aspects of a vine and the branches. The first thing we should notice is how this illustration connected with his audience. The Jewish culture was very familiar with vineyards and growing grapes. There are many passages in the Bible which refer to wine, vineyards, or even the wine press. As we grow in our understanding of their culture, we will see things that may not be so obvious the first time we read the Bible. When Jesus used the vine as an illustration, they connected and understood what he was saying. So as we hear this passage, imagine walking with Jesus and the disciples through a vineyard, and Jesus holding the branches and pointing to the vine as he talks about them. Our culture may not be as familiar with grapes and vineyards, but there are still many things we can learn from this passage. For example, in verse 2, Jesus tells us he takes away the branches that bear no fruit and prunes the others so they can bring forth more fruit. There are just two options here, getting cut off or get trimmed. At first glance, neither of these is very appealing. We sure don't want to be cut off because we're not bearing fruit. But neither does the process of being pruned sound very appealing. Thankfully, we can trust the gardener. The husbandman knows what is best, and he knows how to take care of his vineyard. His goal is that we would bring forth more fruit. There may be something he is pruning in us, and it may be very hard and difficult, but take comfort in the fact that he knows what he's doing, and his goal is for us to be more fruitful. Then, in verse 4, he tells us to abide in him. A branch cannot bear fruit on its own. It must be connected to the vine. Neither can we unless we are abiding in Christ. Think about that word abide. Another translation used the word remain. This is more than a loose connection or a casual relationship. It has the idea of staying and remaining. This is not something we do if it's convenient or just when it's popular. We are there and we abide in Christ, even when it's difficult and even if it's unpopular. To abide and remain is continuing action. It's not going to church and now you're finished for the week. Neither is it spending personal time with him and then you're done for the day. Instead, we go to church and we have our devotions. Then we go throughout our day with him, thinking about him and living our lives to please him. We abide with him and live in such a way that brings glory to him. This brings us to the title for today's lesson, How to Live Right. You see, right living is not just knowing what is right. Some people seem to think knowing about Jesus is the same as knowing Jesus. This is far from the truth. Living right begins with knowledge about Jesus and salvation through him. But just knowing the story is not enough. We must believe and know Jesus personally. Right living comes out of knowing Jesus and remaining in him. You must do life with him. The times of pruning will come and may be hard, but we know Jesus and trust him. We have a great privilege to remain in Christ and be connected to the source of true life. Now, let's give our attention to Pastor J. Mark for the rest of today's teaching from John chapter 15.
Everybody has the same problem. The thrust of this message is something of universal interest. It's absolutely true. We know there is a right way, and we also know there is a wrong way. But the challenge is how to find out which is the right way and which is the wrong way. In other words, how to live right. All of us want to do better, and we try, but then we often fail. Every New Year's Day is a reminder to us of the need to amend our ways. And whether in your calendar it's New Year's Day or not, it's always good to think about what we have done in the past year and how we can improve in the year to come. And we don't need to wait for a specific day. Jesus knew we would have the problem of finding the right way, and so he taught us in John chapter 15 and verses 1 to 8 how to live right. Listen as I read that text. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so shall you be my disciples. From these words of Jesus, we can learn how to live right. In this text, he presents several helps that will lead us to a life that is right. Let me share with you the first help. Allow the Father's pruning. Jesus framed the setting by saying, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman or the vine dresser. In other words, God, the Father, is the caretaker. He looks over the vine and the branches, and he prunes back this one, and he helps that one. He inspects, and he cultivates as the caretaker. Everyone in me, Jesus explained, that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And everyone that does bear fruit, he prunes it so that it will bring forth more fruit and much fruit. Pruning is a simple act that God does, because Jesus further explained that we are made clean by the word which he has spoken to us. Be reminded that the Bible says about itself in Hebrews 4:12 that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing the thoughts and the intentions of a man's heart. So no wonder Jesus could say, you are clean through the word that I have spoken to you. So one help in living right is to allow the Father's pruning through the word, and he knows very well how that should be done. And then, as you yield to the Father's caretaking, we come to the second help. Admit your inability. Jesus expressed an evident truth when he told his disciples that a branch can't bear fruit unless it's attached or unless it abides in the vine. Anybody who has observed the growth of vines or trees knows that this is true. It is impossible for a branch that is broken off to bear any kind of fruit, because the nourishment comes from the vine, not from the branch. So Jesus made the analogy. Like the branch must abide in the vine, he said, so you and I must abide in him if we are going to bear fruit. There is no fruit without him. In fact, he said, without me, you can do nothing. So you see, there's really no room here for self-effort. We need to admit our own inability. And that's a help to live right because it makes you and me alert and aware of the help that God supplies. And then there's a third help that's suggested here. It is aspire to the glory of God. Jesus stated it like this, "In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit." He spoke of bearing fruit, and then more fruit, and then finally, much fruit. And all of this happens as a result of abiding in the vine. But he also said that if one does not abide in him, he is taken away, just like a branch that doesn't bear fruit, and those branches are gathered up, and they're thrown into the fire. You see, Jesus is talking here. I'm only telling you what he said. And he said, "If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned." So fruitlessness means those branches will be cast into the fire. Abiding in Jesus and doing his commandments means the glory of God. It means receiving life. He said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you." That way, the Father is glorified. Much fruit brings glory to God. So aspire, or make it your goal, to glorify God. Fix your mind on him. Abide in him. Admit your inability. And then aspire to glorify God. And my friend, it will make a difference, a big difference in your life. So I challenge you to accept these three helps which Jesus offered to his disciples. They are all important for you if you are going to live right. Allow the Father's pruning, admit your own inability, then aspire to glorify God. I urge you to use these helps offered by Jesus. They will enable you to live right.
My friend, was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching. It's available in print or a digital file, and you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in John. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.